glad you're back joining us. Thank you for joining us. Hope you've had an interesting week. I am Michael Molinos, and this is Extending the Outer Limits. We're going to do something a little bit different tonight, a little bit on the way of self-exploration on the program this evening, and discuss how we can realize this full potential of the self that we've been talking about here on the show through experiencing psychotherapy. Here today to help us unravel the mystery surrounding psychotherapy is Barbara Rogers. She's an accomplished author, publisher of many fascinating articles full of valuable information on the stark realities of child abuse. Additionally, she is the personal assistant of world-renowned psychologist and author Alice Miller. Miller's eyes have helped spark a revolution in the understanding of the self with books like The Drama of the Gifted Child and For Your Own Good. As Ms. Miller is in her latter years and not doing interviews anymore, Barbara is here to make sure that the torch burns bright as she, in full Nightingale form, makes certain that the word about child abuse and its effect in adult life is heard. She can be found at her website, screamsfromchildhood.com, and Ms. Miller located at her, alicemiller.com. We're delighted that Barbara is joining us again on the program. Thank you, Barbara, for being here.
Thank you for having me, Michael. It's good to be back.
Barbara, thank you. Barbara, let's get right into it. Why is psychotherapy, why do you think that therapy is important for folks today?
I think it is the only way to undo the damage that we have experienced as children. When we were children, we were programmed by our parents through their actions, through their mistreatment, through their not understanding, through their neglect in ways that later harm our chances for self-development, for taking care of our needs, for living a free and good and healthy life. So I think psychotherapy gives us the chance to undo the damage from childhood that we suffered in childhood.
That we suffered in childhood, and that oftentimes a lot of people really don't even realize that they've had these abusive pasts in their history, and they go on kind of like the walking wounded. How do we kind of, I guess this is a difficult question, but how is it important then to get people to realize the importance of getting in touch with oneself and the value of being in touch with oneself?
I mean, if I talk about the role of the therapist, and one article that is really interesting to read is on Alice Miller website called Indignation as a Vehicle of Therapy, I think a therapist needs to really be interested in the history of the child. The therapist needs to be on the side of the child and also express indignation about the cruelties, the neglect, the crimes that were committed to so many, 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 many children. And the therapist cannot be neutral. The therapist cannot be somebody who just, you know, I don't know, wants to see the good side of parents or wants to forgive the parents. The therapist really needs to realize the pain of childhood, the suffering of the client's childhood, and express indignation, express his or her feelings. And I do think that makes a big difference in therapy. And I will read you something from this article from Alice Miller. So if the therapist expresses indignation, the effect of this is frequently very striking. It is like clearing away a dam that has been blocking the course of a river. Sometimes the therapist's indignation will quickly release a veritable avalanche of indignation in the client. But this is not always the case. Some clients need weeks, months, even years before this happens. But the open display of indignation on the part of the therapist as witness ultimately sets off a process of liberation that has previously been impeded by the moral standards upheld by society. This unleashing of emotion is due to the free and committed attitude of a therapist able to show the former child that it is legitimate to be scandalized at the behavior of one's parents, that every feeling individual would be scandalized, with the sole exception of the person who has actually been this tormented child.
Wow, that's very profound. Very profound words. And this idea of indignation, to me, I interpret that as this idea of having a champion for you.
Yes.
Someone to validate your experience, but not just
yes.
to validate, though, is it? It's really to be kind of like a slugger, to kind of get up there and, you know, really champion the child. Is that?
Yeah, and say something terrible happened to you. You were really abused. This was a terrible thing to do. You express it in your voice. You feel, when you feel it genuinely and show it, really something happens in the client. And a child who is abused or neglected or not understood or sexually abused or beat, whatever it is, there is no advocate. There is no prosecutor. There is no judge. These crimes happen in the secrecy of family. And all children believe it is my fault that it happened, and parents reinforce this by saying it's your fault, I blame you, it's your blame. But the change in therapy is that the parents are blamed because they are the perpetrators of these mistreatments. And to help the client side with the child inside, and then to begin to really make steps to protect himself, his well-being, take care of his needs, that's the one thing that most clients were, or that's what clients in therapy could not do as children. They were not allowed to have needs. They could not express what they feel, what they think, what they wanted, really. So that is the move away from the parents happens in therapy if the therapist is truly on the side, on the child's side.
And interestingly enough, Barbara, that when
yes.
we experience these, when we experience these traumas or these events
yes.
as children, we oftentimes get, not oftentimes even, nearly all of the time, we are locked in a time period in our inner mind that
yes. Yes.
when we just allow ourselves to bring these feelings up to the present moment, it's just amazing what happens. The sense of freedom,
yes.
the sense of liberation.
Yes.
Is this not the case?
Absolutely, and that's what is the job of the therapist. He is the witness for these feelings, and he is the witness to say they're justified. They happen because you were mistreated. Don't doubt your feelings. They have a reason. They are there for a reason. And you explore them all, and every trauma has feelings of pain, of sadness, of mourning, of rage, of hatred, that never, ever a child could feel towards her parents because they were the all-powerful parents and the child lived in fear. But now
survival
in therapy,
figures.
Yes, the feelings can come out, they can be expressed, and the fear will go away more and more and more, and the client can become braver, can make decisions for his own good and not for the own good of other people anymore, and
right.
and explore his needs and make changes in his life.
And this idea that when we become more and more in tune with our feelings in this setting where you have a coach, a life coach that really is keen on asking questions and allowing you to have these experiences, we become what's called more integrated in ourselves. We
oh,
become
absolutely.
Stronger. We
yes.
become stronger. We become more powerful. We become more joyous in our life because we're able now to make decisions on a whole different strata than when we were as we were abused children.
And we all, yes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick pause, and that's our cue. And we're talking with Barbara Rogers this evening on the nature of psychotherapy here on Extending the Outer Limits, and we'll be back right after this.
Hi. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report. I introduce remarkable wellness solutions every day and would like to introduce you to a few more. Mountain Red Deer Velvet stimulates your stem cells to heal the daily aging and stress and damage of everyday life. If you get Mountain Red Deer Velvet, you can rejuvenate your physical function, your mental function, and help your tissues heal and your organs regenerate. Allicin, a natural antimicrobial taken every day, can stop the stealth pathogens that cause vascular problems, that cause illness, infections elsewhere through your body, and give your immune system a rest. And when you combine it with Better Than Greens with Allicin, it detoxifies, alkalinizes, and provides whole body protection from pathogens and illness. Order today online securely at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or call us and place an order 9 to 5 Mountain, 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Take care and listen to the NutraMedical Report Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. here on Genesis Network.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. Calyx moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand, and I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Calyx and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, glad you're back with us. We're talking with our guest, Barbara Rogers, on the nature of therapy and how we can begin to use psychotherapy and these experiences to enrich our lives. Barbara, let's talk a little bit about what makes a good psychotherapist, or what makes, rather than use the word even good, what makes a healthy psychotherapist, I guess, or how can we help folks to make a choice that's right for them?
Well, one thing that you find on Alice Miller's website is on the top of the article page a question and answer series where she suggests question to ask a potential therapist about his training, about his childhood, and about how he works. And okay. I think I would call it a helpful therapist should allow the client to communicate with her body and learn to understand physical and emotional symptoms, dreams, and really have a communication inside. And Alice Miller writes in these question and answers that the therapist really needs to do this himself, be in this same process, because you cannot really pass on to somebody else what you are not experiencing. And if a therapist still is afraid of his childhood, may either idealize parents or not really confront the full extent of her childhood feelings or his childhood feelings, then he will not be able to really accompany the client to face his own childhood.
So it's important then, what you're saying, what I hear you saying, is that it's important that the therapist have had these experiences themselves so they can come into the role of a true empath.
Yes.
And have that empathetic communication and empathetic connection.
Yes. What is destroyed in childhood in so many of us, and that's what Alice Miller's article about indignation talks. It doesn't just talk about therapy. There are three themes. One is how we look at criminals. Another one is how we allow child abuse to continue in families, the beating of children. The third part is indignation as a vehicle of therapy. But this indignation is really hindered and often destroyed in early childhood. The brain, we are born with a billion of neurons, and the brain grows 90% in the first 4 years of life. And during this time, the connections we make or don't make determine who we are. If we grow up with English-speaking parents, we will speak English. If our parents have no compassion, we will not have compassion. If there's nobody who ever shows indignation on our behalf, we cannot have compassion for ourselves. So I do think a therapist has to be compassionate, but also has to have developed compassion for himself. And if you're interested, Alice Miller wrote today about the man in Austria who imprisoned his daughter. I'm sure you have heard about it.
Oh, yes.
And she has written a comment to an article that was published in The Independent in London, and you can find the link on her website. But I would like to read you the comment because it speaks so clearly how we are programmed as children, and that nobody is around to show ever indignation over the cruelties that happen to children, whereas when they commit the cruelties later as adults, we call them crime and everybody is outraged. So let me please read this comment by Alice Miller.
Oh, please do.
The short report of The Independent called Josef Fritzl, The Making of a Monster, explains fully the behavior of Josef Fritzl. In an eerily precise way, he has staged what happened to him as a child. His mother was his sole ruler because his father was not there for balance. She has beaten him daily. She owned him completely so that he did not have helping witnesses where he could have noticed how badly off he was, the more so as she obviously provided conscientiously for his food. He was forced into total obedience and had to bear daily the constant violations through his mother. Had to be grateful, too, for the provision of clothes and food, could maybe fulfill small wishes in secret, and was proud of his slyness and inventive zest for lying and disguise. His life happened hidden away in secret, like it does now in the power of the police force. In the same manner, he has organized his daughter's situation in order to hold up the denial of the suffering of his childhood. His lawyer talks about his good sides, in quotes, just as Fritzl would probably talk about the good sides, in quotes, of his mother that enslaved him as completely as he now has demonstrated it to the whole world. But the whole world is covering its ears because most people do not want to know how they themselves were programmed by their parents to do things that they would never have done without this programming. Fritzl has shown the world what can happen later to a child who was totally deprived of his freedom by his single mother educating him by herself. A child who has no witness, who has to be grateful to his mother, who may never contradict her, and who for years impounds secretly wishes of revenge until he can satisfy them years later in a series of rapes of women without ever getting enough. Because revenge does not grant satisfaction and demands again and again new restagings. Even vacations in Thailand were necessary for this purpose. If one would ask Fritzl now what his childhood was like, he would probably praise his mother and her care, which the experts like to hear, and not yet have realized that he grew up in a prison where his muscles, to be sure, were obviously well nourished, but where his brain was completely poisoned through the contempt of his dignity. It is also hard to imagine that he was not sexually abused or even regularly raped by his own power-obsessed mother.
Wow, that's simply profound words there from Alice Miller. Interesting.
Yes, and very true.
and very true.
That's right.
Barbara, do you feel that we live in a kind of collective denial socially in regards to this, and that in that sense we have a tendency to protect the offender in a certain way?
But it starts in childhood. There is no indignation that people express on behalf of a child. There was a reader's letter yesterday in Alice Miller's mailbox, and a man was beaten by his father when he had fallen from his bike and was bleeding and in pain. And the grandmother came and beat the father and said, "How dare you do this to the child? Don't you see he is hurt?" And this man had really kept inside a very strong sense of justice and injustice and knew early on that he would never beat his children because he had this witness who showed indignation about what the father did.
And we're just going to hold that thought one second as we're talking with our guest this evening, Barbara Rogers, when we return right after these quick words.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Glad you're back joining us. We are talking with our guest, Barbara Rogers, this evening. Her website, screensfromchildhood.com, where you could find many, many fascinating and interesting articles on the subject of child abuse and how to recover from these experiences if you may have had them in your past. We're talking about the nature of the self in this way, and this interesting article, Barbara, that you have read from Alice. I'm curious to know, it seems to me that it's very clear from reading this that there is this tendency to have one generation pass this kind of aberrant behavior from one to the other.
Yes. I could not agree more. And to break it in therapy, but I think another means of changing is if we would really, really educate in schools and young parents about the enormous importance of early childhood brain development. And people are not aware, and we don't teach it, that in the first 4 years of life, these crucial neural connections are made that really determine for our whole lives how we feel about ourselves. It's not just only which language we speak, it's our mother tongue, but also if we were treated cruelly, we will lose our capacity for compassion, and we become either self-hating people, or we treat others cruelly, and if it was really horrible, the childhood, then you create murderers. We know too little about it. We inform too little about it, and I think it should be taught in schools, and it should be taught to young parents.
Yeah, without question. And it seems to me that in my experience that most of psychotherapy really is about working out this inner state of divisiveness that we've experienced into a state of inner wholeness. So much of therapy really is about validating one aspects of the self that have become split off from
yes.
themselves or disassociated from themselves.
Yeah, child has to do that is afraid. I mean, imagine a small child who is beaten. Every attack on the body causes the fight and flight response. A small child can barely run. It certainly cannot fight back. So the the whole, what happens then in the body, the adrenaline is pumped and the blood pressure goes up and the heart beats faster, this becomes either a constant state or the child dissociates to numb himself against pain, against fear, and all these things. And if this happens on a regular basis, you set the stage for an emotional programming that also later leads to illness. For example, a child that is always afraid will produce too much cortisol, and it will affect the child's biological neurology. So you have a lot of very, very vital things that happen at the beginning of life, and we just need to inform people about it. And the ability to show indignation on behalf of children and their suffering, most people lose in their childhoods. And I think that's why child abuse just goes on and on and on and on.
You know,
and
one of the things that I'm... one of the things that I was going to comment, Barbara, is one of the problems that I have with the more traditional Freudian classical type of psychotherapy is that not enough challenge is made to the defenses in the therapeutic setting. For example, we can have therapists, let's say, who allow the individual to just kind of talk and talk and talk and lament to the point to where nothing really just gets done. It just kind of, you know, you hear these stories of folks that have been in therapy for, you know, 12, 15, 18 years, and it's like, you know, an important aspect of therapy and for choosing a therapist who's going to be effective is someone who has the ability to and the understanding to challenge your defenses, to challenge those aspects of you that want to, say, keep the status quo with inside yourself. Is that not true?
Yes. Oh, yes. I could not agree more. And I think that's what the neutrality of the therapist that Freud demanded and that has really is all over the therapeutic world, that therapists are afraid to show indignation, to challenge what is going on in the client and to allow the feelings and the rebellion to come out against the abuses and the mistreatment that the client suffered. I think that is such a powerful tool, and that changes things, because a client who has once realized, wow, I can make it through a sleepless night, I can stand up to somebody in my life, the fear that I had is the fear for my childhood, I can speak up for myself, they will change quickly, and they will become empowered very quickly. And I think the job of the therapist is to nurture and this communication inside the client with the defenses, with the feelings, with the history of the child, with the rebellion, with the mourning. And I think a client then can do a lot on his own, or on her own. A lot of work may come back once in a while or after a year if there's another bigger thing that is coming up and needs to be worked through. But this alive communication with your own body, with your body's symptoms, with your dreams, with your feelings, what are they telling me? What do you need? I think a therapist is kind of the teacher of that process, and the therapist needs to do the process himself, and you do need indignation for this process, because then the defenses break down, because the child sudden, or the client, and the child in the client suddenly sees, wow, it was wrong what my parents did to me, and that's why I'm so afraid when I want to speak up to other people.
And this indignation that you speak of is so esteem building. It's really the roots and foundations in childhood of self-esteem, to have our reality mirrored back from our parents, not from their perspective, but having them be keen enough to understand the child's unique point of view.
Absolutely. And it also takes away the loneliness. Think of how lonely a child is who is attacked with words, sexually, with beatings, whatever it may be. And suddenly somebody is on the child's side and says, you know, your parents are really terrible people. They never listened to you. They were mean to you. They were cruel to you. They did not respect you. And suddenly the child is not alone anymore. The indignation, I also think, is almost opening the door of this prison where the child was imprisoned, because nobody was ever there to see things just like you see, with a child's point of view.
Absolutely.
And to call a crime and mistreatment a mistreatment, and to help the child understand, or the client understand, this is why I'm afraid when I ask for something, when I want to speak to somebody, because my parents terrified me in childhood when I wanted to speak up. And if I ever uttered a word and wanted to, that was like, I want to do this or I don't want to do this, you know, contradiction is a crime in so many childhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly the client understands the pattern of his life, and that's the beginning of change.
That's it. I couldn't have said it better myself. That was very, very wonderfully said, Barbara. This idea that we have these social mores and these social rules that are so contradictory, especially that we teach children not to speak, to be quiet, to listen to adults at all costs. We don't listen to our children.
Later we give them the fourth commandment and tell them they have to forgive their parents. And no matter how the parents, how cruel they were in childhood, how mean they are today, how they still don't want to understand anything about the child, but many therapies still foster the notion of forgiveness, and it really is a block to the honest communication with your own feelings, because then you stay on your parents' side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the morality of our society, that is not on the child's side, clearly never. It's on the parents' side, all the poor parents, and they worked so hard, and the child was probably difficult. No.
Okay, and we're going to take a quick pause, and we'll come right back here on Extending the Outer Limits.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-996-9654. That's 1-800-996-9654. Or go to selectquote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
And we're back with our guest Barbara Rogers this evening, and we're talking about the nature and the value of indignation on behalf of the child in the therapeutic setting and in real life settings and in our life settings generally to champion children and validate them in order to create this core foundation of self-esteem. So then, Barbara, it's so important then when choosing a psychotherapist that we go in with the idea that we need to really choose someone that we really feel comfortable with, and that it's okay in an initial session in therapy to ask questions, ask what the therapist's background is about, ask what their experience is with this kind, you know, all of these different things, and in a sense kind of do an interview on your own of the therapist.
Oh, absolutely. And please, I want to encourage anybody who listens to your program to go to alicemiller.com and read on top of the article page the question and answer article. It's a brief article that certainly encourages the client to ask all the questions. And then there's a question, for example, that says, I'm afraid to ask question, and the Alice Miller's answer is, well, you couldn't ask questions as a child, you are afraid to, but today you have nothing to lose and you can only win if you ask questions. And in one of her answers, she says that the job of the therapist is to bring the client in touch with his true needs, and that the client also should always trust his or her feelings. If you are comfortable with a therapist and you feel relaxed and understood, you are on the right path. If you have feelings for example, feelings of mistrust or of you're not comfortable, she says, trust your feelings. They are there for a reason. When the body really feels good with someone, the body will relax and you can work with a person.
And that's very interesting, because my experience is that also understanding this idea that the therapist is just a human being.
Yes.
That they're not this great, powerful person, you know, with all of these preconceived notions. A lot of people have these preconceived notions. And that, you know, in my own experience in the past with psychotherapy, it's always been where the therapist was wrong about something, and I pointed it out to the therapist that they were wrong, and the therapist was healthy enough in themselves to validate my experience and take responsibility for that. Oh, that has been those
an
types
important
of experiences.
Experience.
A very important experience in the process, that it's not the ills in life then or the experiences that we may have that are so troubling in this respect, that it's how we perceive them, it's how we deal with them That's really the key issue.
Yeah, and you have the right to get answers. I mean, you pay therapists often a lot of money.
Oh, sure.
You go there for months or years, you pay really a lot of money, and you have every right to ask all the questions and to get satisfying answers. And if you don't get them, then you can really see from that the therapist is arrogant and wants power and doesn't bear to be questioned or to look at himself, and you cannot learn anything there. You're not going to grow. You cannot change there. And then it's really better to not waste your money and look for somebody else.
Absolutely. The therapy will not move at all if the therapist is into a power struggle or some kind of power control trip. And, you know, it's more about them than it is about the client. And unfortunately, we've gone through a growing process in therapy throughout the years since, you know, in the 20th century. But we've come to really realize today that these things that you're talking about and that Alice Miller is speaking about really are the core essence in really choosing someone that's right for you. That it's so important to ask questions and not to be afraid to ask questions and not to be afraid also to have your anger. And it's okay to be angry at the therapist.
Yes.
And it's okay
yes,
to
it
allow
is.
These things and to, you know, is this not the case?
Oh, I could not agree with you more. And I think maybe 2 years ago, I wrote on my website an essay, which is a love letter to my anger. And in this article, I write about my experiences with anger. For example, in my childhood, my mother could be angry. My parents, I could never be angry. I mean, I was a bad child when I was angry. I couldn't even contradict in a rational, quiet way. Already that was a crime. And the first time I unleashed my anger, it was against my own child, and it shocked me, and it shamed me, and it really was one of the steps that brought me into therapy, because I didn't want to be that kind of mother ever. So I learned a lot about myself, and what we do, sadly, if we don't have this awareness, we unleash anger towards innocent people, where we should really feel it towards our parents and never ever could as children. So of course, yes, I do think anger is a very important part of coming alive in therapy and being expressed safely with a therapist as a witness. I think it takes time. I think the child was very afraid of anger, and it may take time in therapy to really for this feeling come up. But when it is expressed, there is an enormous liberation in the body, and you can also feel it often physically. Anger can be stored in muscles, and it's not enough to go and hit a pillow. That kind of anger release doesn't bring
right.
anything. It has
right.
to be connected to the experiences that cause the anger, and you have to kind of, I mean, not go to your parents, but face them internally, or sitting across with your therapist and say, how could you do this to me? This was a terrible thing. I am so angry at you. You took away from me that I can express myself. You made me so afraid of other people. You made me afraid to say what I want. I cannot even know my needs because I am so frightened all the time. That was a terrible thing to do. And this anger is like the pathway out of the prison of childhood and out of neglecting and hating yourself and embracing your needs and your feelings and your right to live a happy life, to take good care of yourself, to love yourself, the person that you are.
Oh, that's beautifully put, Barbara. And this that invokes these images as you're speaking these words to me. This invokes this idea of the story. The story comes to mind of the man in the cave. If I could recall correctly, it's a man who's in a cave, and he sees a light. I don't know if you've heard of the story, but he sees a light like way down yonder, and he
yeah.
goes towards the light, and he never reaches the end because he never realizes that the quick path out of the cave was through the dark shadow, and it was through that darkness that he avoided in himself that kept
yeah.
him lost in the, that kept him, do I have that right? Is that right?
Well, I wouldn't call it a dark shadow. I would call it the unconscious. that we never look at. I mean, nobody in society says, well, if you were unhappy as a child and mistreated, you have anger and pain and rage inside and maybe hatred too, that you would call it the shadow. I would call it, it is stored in the unconscious and you're not aware of it, and we are going to work for you to be, that it becomes conscious, and then you can be yourself. And the light is really therapy. I mean, you go towards the light, and the therapist, with his indignation, with allowing all your feelings to live and including your anger, allows you to find the access to your own true needs, authentic needs. And that doesn't mean you fulfill now childhood needs. They can never be fulfilled later. But you can fulfill your needs now that you have today. For example, not take drugs anymore, but participate in society or paint or write or, you know, change your life to something that is valuable, important to do, and to create your own values that are very different from the world that you grew up in.
And that this process takes time.
And yes, it does.
You know,
and it continues.
Society.
I mean,
right.
Even if you are just a year in therapy and then come back once in a while, it takes it. It's a lifelong process. I mean, you know,
sure
it's not like one day you are awakening your feelings and now one day you're healed and now you're never going to communicate with your soul again, with your feelings, your dreams, your physical symptoms. It doesn't work that way. It is a lifelong process. I would think a child who had a childhood with love, for this child, it's a natural process. In therapy, we learn to communicate with our body and our soul, and it's a lifelong process, but we can do it on ourselves.
And that's a beautiful way to end the program this evening. And I want to thank everyone for joining us and for Barbara Rogers for being here again. We'll see
thank
you back
you,
here
Michael.
Next time. You're welcome, dear.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.